And now, a very different take on gay life in America. It's our weekly feature, Behind Closed Doors. Today, a coming out story. Revealing one's sexual orientation is a very personal thing. Some might choose to tell a few close friends. Some people might tell a family member or two. But Lorraine Barr tried something else. She came out as a lesbian in Newsweek magazine. Her essay was published earlier this month, and she'd been holding on to that secret for a long time. She's 88 years old. Lorraine Barr joins us now from her home in Laguna Woods, California. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Why now?
Why now?
Mm-hmm.
The atmosphere is entirely different in this country now. Many, many people are out in politics, in entertainment, in sports, and it was easier to come out now, I thought, than at any time previously. You know, when I was growing up, it was in some places a sin, and in many places you would lose your job. So now things are different, thank heavens, and it's fun. I'm having a blast.
It's fun. Okay. Well, have to tell me more about that. But how did you meet Mary Frances? Tell me about her.
She was a graduate social worker from the University of Chicago, and she decided that she wanted to work in the probation department. So we were both in the probation department at about the same time in 1952, and we met, and we were part of a group of people there, not paying much attention to one another. Until one day she came in to ask me for advice. And, oh, it's nice to be asked for advice. And we got friendly from then on.
Well, what is it that you liked about her?
Oh, well, about 5,000, 5 million things. She was a lovely looking woman, too. That never hurts.
True. What did you and Mary Frances call each other?
You want some private names, hmm? Well, for one thing, in The Music Man, if you know that, he does a song and a dance about my shapoopy. And we called each other shapoopy. And did a song and dance. Well, I did. She was shy. Et cetera.
Was it a big deal when you decided to move in together?
Yes, it was. I had never lived with anyone except my parents. And I suggested that we try it for a year. So we tried it for 44 years.
Was it hard to maintain, I don't know what word you prefer, secrecy or privacy of your relationship? Because I don't know about you, often, you know, when you fall in love with someone, you often want to tell people. It just makes everything better, and you want to share that. And I just wondered, was that hard all those years to keep that private or secret?
I prefer the word private to secret, but it was both. The people we could tell it to were other lesbian women, and we knew some. But we certainly did not ever, all those years, tell it to our parents or our straight friends. And really, I think it's hard for young people to realize what a stigma this was. And if it isn't talked about and it isn't an issue, then it doesn't feel like a stigma.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote a biography of Mary after she died. But before I did it, I discussed it with her son. And I knew I wasn't going to come out in the biography, and yet it would be there between the lines. And I asked him how he felt about it. And he said, "Lorraine, we always knew."
I wanted to ask you about that. How does that feel to hear that when you speak to someone that you love or with whom you are close, and they go, "Oh, I knew that all along." How does that feel to hear that?
I'm amazed. I'm amazed that I was so thick-headed that I didn't realize that they realized.
The only thing I was thinking is I was just wondering if Mary Frances would have liked to have come out with you.
Oh, yes, she would have been very, very happy, and she would have loved it, I believe.
Tell me about the word lesbian. What does it bring up for you?
A lesbian was somebody who was very masculine, wears men's clothes and cuts her hair short, and it meant that you were ill. Psychiatrists tried to cure us.
Any advice that you would give to a young person who is just starting on the journey that you began so many years ago, just starting to figure out who he or she is?
Yes, 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 yes. Talk to somebody. Talk to a qualified counselor. Don't bury it inside. You know, I think it's something like having a broken leg, and you're not centered on that leg entirely. But on the other hand, you wish it weren't broken.
And now that you are out,
yes,
Ms. Barr, how does it feel?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm still me. Look, I've only been out since a week ago.
True. It's kind of new.
It's very new. And, oh, my goodness.
People aren't stopping you at the surprise. I was going to ask, what's been the response to your essay?
Fabulous. Fabulous. Dozens and dozens of emails and dozens of letters and people calling me, whom I haven't talked to in years, to tell me how happy they are, to tell me how brave I am. Oh, it's just been a blast.
Do you feel brave?
I guess so. I guess I'm brave. Everybody tells me I am.
Well, good for you.
Thank you.
Lorraine Barr is a writer. Her essay about coming out as a lesbian at the age of 88 was recently published in Newsweek magazine. She joined us by phone from her Laguna Woods, California home. Thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thank you very much, Ms. Martin.
And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.